the middle of the pandemic conversation and what came out of Harrisburg regarding masks and everything, there's been this ongoing conversation with the Attorney General's report on the Marcellus Shale, on shale development in PA, that I think to some extent has kind of flew under the radar for most Pennsylvanians, although it affects us in a big, big way. I have David Spiegelmeyer on today to talk about this. Yeah, we were looking at a letter, I guess, you sent to the General Assembly earlier this week. Why don't you give us an idea, David, as to what points we're really trying to make, especially in the way you disagree with the Attorney General's report?
Yeah, Bob and Bill, thanks for having me on this morning. I mean, as you alluded to, it's a report that in reality is written by the Attorney General's office, yet he said it's a report of the grand jury. It's full of inaccuracies. It's full of innuendo and misrepresentation. And it totally overlooks Pennsylvania's existing modern regulatory framework for development. We have a national group across the country called Stronger. It's, you know, they've come in and looked at Pennsylvania's program, said it's one of the strongest in the country, actually, and it's meeting its program objectives and it's well managed. The Attorney General comments, you know, drew some fire as well from the DEP. They said, in quote, does a disservice to the citizens of the Commonwealth, and quote, was factually and legally incorrect. So for the top law enforcement officer of our Commonwealth to continue in a public press conference last Thursday to spout off statements that are just completely legally inaccurate is alarming at its best, and I would say is a failure of his duty to the citizens of our Commonwealth is the worst. Yeah, the Attorney General uses the term like evidence very loosely. He relies on stories, innuendo, lack of proof, no corroboration. And it's clear to me that he's never been on a well site before. The rock bag that he had open, he'd have kept tied. I mean, we've got three different statutory changes that have taken place in Pennsylvania. He didn't speak to any of those. He talked about things like frac chemical disclosure back in 2012 as part of Act 13 that only put an impact fee that's raised $1.8 billion in Pennsylvania, but required full disclosure of frac chemicals that are used in hydraulic fracturing. And why is that important? You know, first of all, he makes a truck a fracking truck, an employee a fracking employee. Fracking is a 5 to 10 day completion process in the 50-year life of a natural gas well. The natural gas well that's turned Pennsylvania into an energy leader, it's reduced consumer energy costs dramatically, and has been a huge job benefactor for Pennsylvania. And I think we have the opportunity to retool manufacturing here if we're careful.
Now, Dave, now, who has the bigger challenge here, do you think? Do you think from the Marcellus Shale Coalition standpoint to get out, you feel like the accuracy is to get the right story out, or from the Attorney General's side or detractors against this industry overall to get their message across? Because, again, mid-pandemic, there's other priorities right now in PA for a lot of other people. And from the, you know, here we are sitting in Harrisburg or in Berks County, it is not something that's in our backyard. So who has the bigger challenge to get this story right?
I think it's our challenge right now because the Attorney General has painted an incorrect picture. It's our job right now to make sure that Pennsylvanians know that Pennsylvanians are producing this natural gas. We have a very robust regulatory framework and legal framework for development in Pennsylvania. And that last year we drilled 677 wells in Pennsylvania. We had over 19,000 inspections. There's no industry in Pennsylvania that's under the kind of environmental scrutiny that the shale industry is under. We've asked for that. So, we're not hiding behind that. We want to be inspected. We want to be highly compliant. We want to do things right. And I would tell you natural gas has been a game changer from an environmental standpoint. We're now using gas and, you know, a third of our power generation. And it's dropped, you know, CO2 emissions. It's dropped volatile organic compounds emissions. All greenhouse gas emissions have dropped as a result. And it's been a huge winner for our Commonwealth. And we're going to continue to try and get that message out and ring the bell where we can.
All right. Dave Spiegelmeyer, Marcellus Shale Coalition, MarcellusCoalition.org to read more about some of your response to the Attorney General's comments. Thanks again for... Napa, no.